Subheading: A Mission to Africa. Jehovah's Witnesses should not be naive to the fact that the Watchtower Society acquired a measure of political stature with the United Nations after becoming an associate NGO. Ostensibly, the purpose was to muster support in behalf of Jehovah's Witnesses facing difficult situations in various countries throughout the world. And evidently, partnering with the UN has not gone unrewarded, which is betrayed in small ways by the organization itself, such as the following brief report that appeared in the July 22, 2001 Awake. Quote, "One newspaper in Congo, Kinshasa, praised the humanitarian work of Jehovah's Witnesses as, quote, practical rather than formal." Unquote. Officials of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees have likewise expressed their support. One UNHCR official in the Democratic Republic of Congo was so pleased with the orderliness of the relief efforts carried out by the witnesses that she put her vehicle at the disposal of the volunteers. End quote. To what extent has the Watchtower received help directly from the United Nations? It is hard to say. However, it turns out that it was much more than the use of a vehicle on one occasion. In trying to get to the bottom of the Watchtower's dealings with the UN, this researcher has discovered that the Watchtower has spawned nearly a dozen subsidiary NGOs in various European nations. For instance, prior to the Watchtower gaining associate NGO status in 1992, in 1990 an NGO called Aid Africa was set up in France. What was its intended purpose? The Zambia Daily Mail of June 17, 1999, under the heading "French NGO Officials Jet In to Help Congo DR Refugees," reported the following. Two officials from the Aid Africa are expected in the country today to provide additional humanitarian support to thousands of refugees who have fled trouble-torn Congo DR. The relief supplies are being provided by congregations of Jehovah's Witnesses in Belgium, France, and Switzerland. Aid Africa is a European-based international humanitarian organization founded in France in 1990 with the objective of bringing relief to critical areas of Africa. Through the UNHCR efforts in Tanzania, the organization last year distributed over 20 tons of food and medicine to refugees in the Kigoma region. In 1997, Aid Africa spent $820,000 in humanitarian aid to the former Zaire. End quote. The Zambian news reveals that it was only through their cooperation with UNHCR that the Aid Africa NGO was able to accomplish its humanitarian objectives. But if the secular media in Africa openly reports on Aid Africa's cooperative ventures with various agencies of the United Nations, why is not the Watchtower more forthright in informing Jehovah's Witnesses about their accomplishments? If the Watchtower's relationship with the United Nations is such an honorable agreement, why not publicize it, as they have so many other UN-sponsored programs? Most likely, the reason subsidiary NGOs like Aid Africa were set up in the first place was to keep the more familiar Watchtower brand name in the background and off the front page. Interestingly, a few years ago, Jehovah's Witnesses in France independently published a brochure entitled "A Mission to Africa." In it, they explained in detail the activities of the Aid Africa NGO. On pages 9 and 10, the revealing comment was made, quote, "Our activity was often hindered by difficulties particular to the region. Distances are vast, and lines of communication almost non-existent. The best form of travel, if not the only one, is the airplane. Often we use the HCRs, that's the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, planes. Administrative formalities also held us up. End quote. Certainly no one is questioning the motives of Jehovah's Witnesses in seeking to render life-saving emergency aid to the long-suffering brothers in Africa. It was the right and Christian thing to do. But the question is, at what price? Is it worth cutting a deal with the devil to save a soul? Jehovah's Witnesses in Malawi did not think so. They were not even willing to buy a 25-cent political ID card, even though their not doing so unleashed a horrific pogrom against them. The frequent use of UN aircraft is a very expensive perk, and no doubt the Watchtower saw that there were benefits to be had in becoming an associate NGO and setting up auxiliary NGOs like Aid Africa in order to work more closely with the United Nations. At the very least, it is evident that the Watchtower's relationship with the UN is more complicated than the governing body of Jehovah's Witnesses has thus far been willing to admit. Indeed, the Watchtower is much more politically involved than Jehovah's Witnesses are aware. In October 2000, the Portuguese newspaper Publico interviewed the branch overseer of the Watchtower Society in Portugal. While denying that any compromise had taken place, in a moment of unguarded candor, Brother Candias inadvertently admitted that the reason the Watchtower cultivated relations with the UN was a matter of political expediency in providing humanitarian help for Jehovah's Witnesses. He is quoted as saying, "Without the support of the UN, it would not be possible to distribute humanitarian help." The Portuguese branch overseer was apparently also the correspondent who was assigned to write an article on the August 22, 1997 awake, pertaining to the OSCE, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. The reason the Portuguese correspondent took up the topic is because the OSCE held an important political summit in Lisbon, Portugal, in December 1996. Evidently, Brother Candias personally attended the conference, which is why the article he most likely penned oddly concluded by reporting on the weather conditions of the day of the summit from the standpoint of an observer. Quote, "The radiant afternoon sun seemed to create a climate of general optimism at the close of the summit, despite the comments of the press regarding its nebulous results. Whatever success or failure the OSCE may realize, peace lovers everywhere can be assured that true peace and security will soon be realized earthwide under the rule of God's kingdom." End quote. While only superficially reporting on the OSCE powwow in Lisbon, the Awake magazine did not mention that numerous NGO representatives attended the summit. However, the OSCE website carries a detailed record of the proceedings and reveals that some NGOs even participated in the conference. Most likely, the Portuguese correspondent was only permitted to attend the high-level political conference in the capacity of a representative of a European NGO, in this case, the Association of Jehovah's Witnesses. It is not surprising, then, that the overseer later candidly admitted the political motivation behind the Watchtower's partnering with the UN, seeing that he had apparently been assigned to personally observe and report on the goings-on of a political summit of governmental and non-governmental organizations. For a fact, the Lisbon OSCE summit has not been the only political conference that Jehovah's Witnesses have attended. For example, in October 2000, the Balkans Human Rights Organization published a petition to the OSCE that was signed by numerous NGOs. No doubt many of the same NGOs that attended the Lisbon summit a few years prior. One of which was an NGO called the Administrative Center for Jehovah's Witnesses in Russia. Just what is the Administrative Center for Jehovah's Witnesses in Russia? It is another non-governmental organization set up to represent Jehovah's Witnesses. Admittedly, it is not an NGO in the same way that the Watchtower was an international NGO associated with the UNDPI, but it evidently serves a similar purpose. The OSCE petition that the Jehovah's Witnesses in Russia signed stated, quote, "The undersigned NGOs have all valued the human dimension meetings throughout the years and in their various formats as significant for both governments and NGOs to raise human rights concerns in the participating states. Consequently, they have actively participated in them with reports and conventions and have been encouraging other NGOs to do likewise." The petition verifies that the subsidiary Russian NGO representing the Watchtower and Jehovah's Witnesses willingly participated with numerous other NGOs, including the Church of Scientology, in raising human rights concerns in participating states. By signing the petition, the Administrative Center for Jehovah's Witnesses in Russia admits to actively encouraging other NGOs to take up the cause of human rights interventions. And of course, the evidence is overwhelming that the parent organization in Brooklyn used its resources to raise human rights concerns. But what exactly is the OSCE? According to Wikipedia, the online user-contributed encyclopedia, the OSCE is the largest security-oriented intergovernmental organization in the world, and its legal existence is founded in the Charter of the United Nations. Although it has no military, the OSEC is authorized to use NATO and UN military resources. It appears that the OSEC is merely a regional extension of the United Nations organization. So while the Watchtower may have dissolved its secreted association with the UN directly, it is still very much involved with the OSCE, a subsidiary of the United Nations. There are, in fact, numerous ad hoc NGOs that the Watchtower has set up in order to legally represent Jehovah's Witnesses in governmental affairs. A search of the OSEC website archives reveals that there are over 150 petitions filed by the Watchtower and various NGOs representing Jehovah's Witnesses. For example, in May 1999, the United Nations Commission on Human Rights held their annual conference in Geneva. Among the many governmental and non-governmental organizations present were three NGOs representing Jehovah's Witnesses. They were the aforementioned Association of Jehovah's Witnesses and Jehovah's Witnesses in Russia, as well as a third NGO called the European Association of Jehovah's Witnesses for the Protection of Religious Freedom. Other NGOs are Consistoire National des Témoins de Jéhovah, a French NGO, Union of the Jehovah's Witnesses, and Representation of the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society in Pennsylvania, which are NGOs functioning in the country of Georgia. And lastly, Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, Poland. The Watchtower's political activities as an NGO are not confined to Europe either. In 1999, the Australian government held hearings with invited NGO representatives of numerous religions in order to advance cooperation and human rights. The official record lists the Watchtower's representatives as Donald McLean, director of the Australian branch office, and Vincent Toole, legal counsel of the Watchtower Society. The record of the official committee Hansard is available online.